brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Maher's joining us, and we have some incredible medical information coming up in the last 30 minutes. Bob Maher coming up here in just a moment. We have big breaking news on the TSA front up at Infowars.com as they fan out nationwide. The story is also top story, middle column of DrudgeReport.com. Finishing up with the police officers, got time to take two more here from Derek and then Steve. A bunch of others are ringing. Let's talk to Steve, who's a police officer in Texas, listening on 1630 AM. I've got so many affiliates. Is that what area is 1630? I forget.
All match out of Fort Worth, sir.
Okay, yeah, great affiliate up there. Wonderful people. That's who I thought. What's the call letters again?
I'm not sure what the call letters are. I just know that it's 1630 AM.
I know. We need to plug all those folks. Anyways, I apologize for bumbling around. What is your take on hearing Bloomberg tell police nationwide to stand down and let old ladies get raped?
Well, I believe, like you said, in a large city, that's something. Because I'm actually, I work for the district attorney out here in Tarrant County. And pretty much, I left a large department because it's very politicized at the large departments. The smaller departments really don't believe in a lot of the things that the globalists are pretty much pushing. But what I've learned is that the larger departments, mainly like the Dallas and Fort Worth departments, they pretty much, they're more politics than the actual law enforcement. But I believe it'll be a complete mess for the larger cities.
Yeah, I mean, in L.A., if the police stood down, people would start robbing immediately. Can you imagine Los Angeles if the police walked off the job?
Well, I remember there was a situation because I actually moved out here from Arizona, and I was a state trooper out there in Arizona, and I remember there were a lot of situations out there where they pretty much were kind of pushing the law enforcement officers to not really enforce certain things and basically leave it up to the citizens. And the citizens believe in not being armed and things of that nature. So we were getting a lot of situations where people were pretty much desperate. And I believe that'll be a situation in New York or any other Los Angeles or even Dallas or Fort Worth areas where there's a larger population that pretty much believes that they shouldn't have the right to be armed.
Exactly. No, I mean, imagine if Bloomberg had the police stand down in New York where the people are sitting ducks. I mean, where I live and out in the country outside Austin, cops want to stand down, go ahead. Somebody comes up to rob me, they're deader than a hammer. But can you imagine in New York with all those domesticated people? Oh, man, I tell you, that would be really bad. But I guess he's kind of a criminal at heart, so he'd like to see that hell on earth. Bloomberg is such a criminal. You know, they admit what he said is criminal, but he won't get any trouble for it. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Derek is in California, police officer in training. What's your take on all this?
I think this is absolutely ridiculous, and I've been talking to a lot of people in the force and a lot of officers that I've known for a while, and they absolutely agree with me, agree with everything you're saying, and there's just two things that I don't know. I think that people are missing, especially in big cities like Los Angeles or anything, is that, you know, you get rid of everything, and like you've already said, it'd just be pandemonium. Like, it already is insane, but just stepping it up like that, only criminals, people that wouldn't give up their guns would have guns, and then, you know, people, innocent people can't do anything about it. And then,
exactly. Within 24 hours, L.A. would be on fire, guaranteed.
Absolutely. And one thing, you see getting banning things, all it does is create a black market, and all we're going to have to do is deal with just more criminal insanity, and nothing good can come from it. So there is a lot of people that are starting to understand that, though. But at the same time, the only thing that I'm scared of is, you know, there'll be good cops that won't.
I'll tell you this: if they order you to go confiscate guns, I mean, that you're asking to be killed if that happens. I would not follow that order if I was you. We'll be back. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you go to drugsreport.com, it's the best place to find it. In the middle column, top story, TSA expands to California train stations and bus terminals. Incredible footage by a guy that's reported for us before. His YouTube channel's George for Title. I'm going to get him on the nightly news tonight. And it shows what looks like more than 10 of them with dogs, sidearms, you name it, milling around. Now, the video's up there at the site. We're going to pull some more stills out of it. But really, really scary to see that. And then I said this earlier in the show, and the crew went and looked it up. Bloomberg's had to respond on to CBS, and he said it's illegal in New York to call for police to strike if you're in the police force or government, and so I didn't mean that. He called for police to stand down nationwide until we turn our guns in. On the same show, and he agreed, it's on CNN's website, it's 38 minutes long, both of them, you know, commercial-free there. CNN's cut out the ads. You can watch it. We played the clips in the first hour. They said ban everything, all guns except for black powder single shot. And they said that's their goal. And the UN treaty, of course, even Forbes has analyzed it. It allows registration and then confiscation of all semi-auto. The ATF last year wanted to ban all shotguns that are bottom loading, saying they're not sporting. Well, the Second Amendment's not for sporting. Very dangerous times. And I couldn't think of a better time to get former Congressman Bob Barr on the transmission, because she's been suing TSA, trying to find out from their leaks that Drudge Report and InfoWars.com and Alex Jones have been listed. I've talked to TSA people where they're told, yes, that we're basically extremists because we're saying the TSA is outside its jurisdiction. They're not really police officers. We had a congresswoman on who's introduced bills to try to have them stop calling themselves officers. They're not just out of federal jurisdiction. They're not even sworn officers. The one thing, if the FBI was running checkpoints, that would be a Fourth Amendment violation. This is a Tenth Amendment as well. Bob Barr's a lawyer, so he can also, and a known constitutional scholar, he can break it down for us. But we've just got all this craziness accelerating right now, and an orgy of calls by Rupert Murdoch and Bill Kristol and Piers Morgan and Bloomberg and Michael Moore, and all these Hollywood stars are saying, they're now being honest. They're saying, you know what, we want to ban your guns, period, give them to us. And it is so crazy. We've done the math. It's 0.3% to be in a mass shooting with five or more people killed out of the number of people that are shot. And you've got a very low chance of being shot, period. It's not a very common cause of death. It's just wild to see this authoritarianism. So I want to go over all that with Bob Barr, who was joining us about TSA and some updates on that. But first, sir, you've heard my little news brief here. I know you follow the news. What do you make of this authoritarian coming out of the closet we're seeing? Because it quite frankly is shaking me that they're this brazen.
Thank you, Alex. Always good to be with you and your many, many listeners. It's disturbing, but it's nothing new. The forces that wish to silence individual liberty and the ability of people to both express themselves freely and to protect themselves are always out there. They were there before 1776. They were there after 1776. They've been with us throughout all of the ups and downs of our country's greatness. And even though from time to time we, that is the proponents of liberty, yourself, myself, your listeners, and many other people across this land, every even though once in a while we do win a victory at the polls or legislatively or through the courts, the forces against us never ever give up. This is one thing that I've learned through the years serving on the board of the National Rifle Association, for example, and that is, even though, for example, in today's political climate, the current administration under President Obama dare not overtly push their gun control agenda, that doesn't mean that they have given up on it, nor does it mean that there are not other groups out there and individuals like Bloomberg and New York and Hollywood elites that are constantly pushing the envelope of their anti-freedom, anti-gun agenda.
Well said. I mean, I forgot how many hats you wear that you've been on the NRA board. And I just want to say something. In the last five, 6 years, I've seen the NRA go from really kind of a weak milquetoast stance to really getting aggressive now and coming out and saying, hey, he does plan outside of the Second Amendment to try to restrict it. Hey, this treaty is a threat. And I've been very critical of the NRA, but thanks to your leadership and others, we're starting to really see them get up on their hind legs. Can you give us some inside baseball on what's precipitated that? Because it's very good news.
Probably more than any other one word, it was the word Heston, Charlton Heston. When he took over the reins of leadership of the NRA back in the mid-late 1990s, and during which time he served for, I think, 5 years as president of the NRA, he gave it backbone and courage, and enunciated a message that really galvanized and organized both internally within the NRA, our true core mission to protect the freedom embodied in the Second Amendment, and it gave a real voice outside of the NRA. It gave people real courage to stand up and say, yes, we support the NRA. Yes, we understand what they're doing. Yes, we're with you, Charlton Heston. That, I think, was a real turning point. I came on the board at the same time, so I saw it really develop under...
And
you're still on the board. I just want to tell you, we like what you're doing. Thank God the NRA is not selling us out. We want to commend you, Congressman Barr. That's something else you worked so hard, former Congressman Barr. So we just want to thank you on air for that, because this is such a desperate fight, as you know.
Well, it is, and the venue is not just here in communities in America. It's not just in city halls like Mayor Bloomberg's in New York. It's not just at the capitals across the state. It's not just in Washington. It's on the banks of the East River in New York, the United Nations, and other international organizations, as you've already talked about, and will keep hammering away at, I hope. The United Nations is, over the course of the next week until the very end of this month, busy drafting up an arms trade treaty, or AT&T, that would definitely impact negatively our Second Amendment guaranteed rights to defend ourselves through the use of a firearm in this country.
Very exciting that people seem to be waking up to this, but it's also frightening that the system doesn't care. It's just rolling forward. What is the sense of the NRA in your study of this, and also being an NGO so you can keep an eye on what's happening? Does it look like Obama's going to sign it and that the Senate might ratify it?
Yes and no. Yes to the first question, no to the second. Under the leadership of John Bolton, both when he served as the Undersecretary of State during the early years of the Bush administration, at which time he had as part of his portfolio the United Nations, and then later as our acting ambassador to the United Nations toward the end of the Bush administration, John Bolton and his immediate successor in that job did a tremendous job of holding the line against these UN encroachments into Second Amendment rights and policy in this country. That changed immediately when the Obama administration came in, took office in 2009, and with Hillary Clinton taking the reins at the State Department, they announced publicly in 2009 that the United States had shifted its position and would now support the drafting of an arms trade treaty. Now, even though the administration has said we have some objections to the language that they're crafting, my view is that when push comes to shove, when all the dust settles, that they would support it. But I do not believe that the Senate, as it's currently configured, even though the Republicans don't have a majority, I don't think the Senate would go along with it. There have been, I think, more than sufficient U.S. senators from both parties. This is not just a Republican position, who have said they would not vote to ratify an arms trade treaty.
Certainly fortuitous timing, the tragedy in Colorado, and they didn't waste any time seizing on it. As I mentioned earlier, I want to get your take on that and then segue into the TSA and what Liberty Guard's doing and how folks can get involved with you on that, standing up to the TSA, and get your take on where you see that fight going right now,
sure,
where it currently is. Michael Moore saying ban everything down to flintlocks because that's all the founders would want us to have. He now speaks for them. And, again, the ATF is saying they want to ban shotguns. They were saying last year that are bottom-loading because it's only for sporting, when we know it's not for sporting. What is your argument back to him saying that, oh, that's an old document, we need to update it? What is your response to Michael Moore?
No, Alex, it's hard to know where to start with somebody who takes such an idiotic, absolutely idiotic position as that. The whole notion of a militia, which to our founding fathers, both from their experience and their study of history and their knowledge of the citizens being the last bulwark against the success of tyrannical government, they understood that the militia was and is the people of this country, the citizenry. And anybody who says, well, the militia is simply the National Guard, or it's simply an organized group, and if you don't belong to it, you don't share in the Second Amendment rights guaranteed by the rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment has no concept whatsoever of either history or the real world out there. And not only that, but as the justices on the Supreme Court who voted in and supported the majority opinions in the 2008 and 2010 Second Amendment cases, the Heller case in Washington, D.C., and the McDonald case in Chicago, as those majority opinions understood and read, the Second Amendment was not limited, nor are the other amendments guaranteeing our freedom, such as the First Amendment, limited simply to those physical things that existed at the time of the amendments drafting and incorporation. I mean, this idiotic position by Michael Moore, would he claim or would he take the position that the First Amendment only guarantees the printed word, not the movies that he makes, simply because that was the only medium of expression back in the late 18th century?
Exactly, and he acts like the thought is old when really the Constitution and Bill of Rights is new. What they want to go back to is 1,000-year-old law that slaves can't have weapons.
Well, a very good point, and part of the reason why, for example, gun laws were passed many years ago here in the South was to deny certain restrictions on gun laws were passed into laws.
Exactly.
Were to deny freed slaves, free black Americans, the right to possess firearms.
Well, just because the polls show America is becoming more pro-gun, I know you as an NRA board member know this, but for some of the new listeners, just because we're winning the fight for the Second Amendment with the hearts and minds doesn't mean we're going to win legislatively. Doesn't matter Obamacare was unpopular, they still got it, and that's what's really scary is the Supreme Court could have a good ruling on the Second Amendment, I guess because you guys at the NRA and others argued it, but then have a bad ruling on health care. We don't have much time with you. I know you've got to go in about 5 minutes. 1 minute on the health care bill, and then let's get into Liberty Guard and the TSA expanding out to our highways.
Well, Liberty Guard that I had, your listeners can go to it at www.libertyguard.org. We're involved in both of these issues. We drafted, got signatures, and presented to the Supreme Court petitions against Obamacare. And we have been engaged in a long-running series of skirmishes with TSA. As a matter of fact, we have a lawsuit pending against TSA simply to try and get them to comply with the law in this country that says the citizens have a right to know what their government is doing. TSA believes that it is above the law, the same as the Department of Homeland Security believes that it is above the law and doesn't have to disclose how many people are being spied on illegally or the process that the TSA goes through to develop and implement these naked X-ray scanners and so forth. So Liberty Guard is very proud through its supporters to be involved in both of these battles.
Again, that was over a year ago that you tried to do a FOIA request simply for documents that should be public and they won't release it. They get caught lying about their radiation studies. They never did. They get caught lying about strip searching. Now, if you argue, they try to take you to the back room as if that's an intimidation. I mean, how far is this going to go, Congressman?
It'll go as far as the citizens of this country allow it to go. I mean, it's the same as another issue that Liberty Guard has recently become active in, and that is the anti-drone effort. As a matter of fact, we have at Liberty Guard a program, Dump the Drones, and people can find out about a petition to the Congress and get a free bumper sticker by making a contribution to help dump the drones. They can go to libertyguard.org and help us out with that also.
And what's great about Liberty Guard is you've got little cards there. Tell folks how they get those. And it shows solidarity. And I've talked to people who've been there, and I've talked to some TSA folks on the inside who are upset about what's happening, obviously. They say that it's that solidarity of that Liberty Guard card that looks professional, lets them know you're part of an organization. We've got to basically, unionize, not like government does, but just, collectively by our free association and let them know we're getting organized. Tell people about that.
This was a part of our program when the TSA a couple of years ago started these naked body scanners and forcing people to go through them. It's called the Opt Out Alliance, OPT Out Alliance. And supporters can go to libertyguard.org and get a free card that has printed on the back, sort of like the Miranda rights for criminal suspects. It has printed on the back your rights as a citizen and as an air traveler in this country.
Amazing. Continuing here with Congressman Bob Barr of libertyguard.org. Congressman, in closing here, again, obviously Romney pushes a lot of things we don't like, and I never really believe in lesser of two evils. Even Joe Farah didn't support McCain 4 years ago and wrote a book saying none of the above. But with Obama, really, he's moving so quickly. What do you expect him to do if he gets back into office? Just go hog wild?
That probably is a typical Alex Jones understatement, that he'll go hog wild. He certainly would, because, for example, just take the one issue that you led off with here, Alex, and that is the firearms issue. This administration has not all of a sudden become pro-Second Amendment. That's not the reason that they are not pushing an overt anti-firearms agenda, particularly in the wake of the horrific shooting in Aurora, Colorado last weekend. They are not pushing an anti-gun agenda only because politically they can't afford to do it right now. If this president is reelected, there will be no such constraints, and they will push forward not just nationally, but through their local surrogates like Mike Bloomberg in New York and some of the big city liberal mayors elsewhere. They will really push their anti-firearms agenda.
Well, he is such an authoritarian, and I think he's gotten in big trouble now calling for police to stand down nationwide. That is a type of paramilitary siege to say, we'll have this stand down until you do what we want. Former Congressman Bob Barr, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Alex, always a pleasure and an honor to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. There goes former Congressman Bob Barr. Again, our article at Infowars.com, TSA expands to California train stations and bus terminals. You can see them there with their firearms and police dogs at Infowars.com. I want to go to Tom in Virginia. Tom, shoot video of this, because I've run into these myself. He says he's at a checkpoint with 250 troops in Virginia. We got listeners everywhere. Tell us what highway you're at, where you are exactly. Where is this happening?
I am just inside the Virginia border on Interstate 81. I am at the Flying J truck stop. And I just had right in front of me a reinforced company. I'm retired military. They had spotlights mounted on their APCs. They were all carrying, they were locked and loaded. The one staff sergeant at Howard had said it was security rounds. Security rounds are only for a platoon sergeant in his sidearm. Every one of these troops was armed, body armor, and they had orange pylons on the racks on the side of their APC.
That's to set up a checkpoint, correct, sir?
Absolutely. You don't have spotlights mounted on an APC. These are big stadium-style spotlights. I'm sure you can go online and see them mounted on it if people have taken video before. I got the video of two of the APCs going in front of my vehicle. I'll send it to the email that you're...
Yeah, they've suddenly got these giant war wagons patrolling all over, and then suddenly they start running real checkpoints as part of an acclimation operation. I'm going to put you on hold and give you... Give me your number, Chris, if you can, the producer phone. I want this information. We've got about a minute till we go to break. Again, tell us, Flying J, Highway 81, coming into Virginia, out of what? Is that West Virginia, Tennessee?
Pardon me?
Coming out of where? Where is that 81? Coming out of what state?
It comes out of West Virginia into Virginia. It runs up down the, I guess it's the Shenandoah Mountains from West Virginia to Tennessee.
But then okay, you're at the Flying J. How many of them did you see? Where are they now?
About 250. They are proceeding out to the interstate.
And they are what bound? How are they bound?
They looked like they were southbound, but I couldn't tell because the actual truck stop is in between where I'm at.
So they're southbound on 81 coming out of West Virginia into Virginia. Southbound, where does that go? Deeper into the state?
Correct. Down further into Virginia, correct.
Well, why don't you get in the, do you have time, or are you at work, to get in the vehicle and go get more?
I might be able to do that for you.
We need to question these people. What are you doing? I mean, I've done that in New York, folks. I had them run up with guns and get in my face, and I'm like, come on. I mean, you know, it's time to get this out in the open.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 295-5305.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Well, it's been an incredible broadcast so far. We're on the phone with that fella in Virginia. Former military with the big armored trucks with the spotlights and the checkpoint cones going to set up a checkpoint on the highway. This is happening all over the country. And they admit they're getting ready to use the army inside the United States against the American people. They've engineered a total collapse, and Bloomberg knows that. That's why they're getting ready to try to come after the guns. I got news for you. A lot of the military is going to say no. A lot of the police are going to say no. But we better have a public debate about this now. Now, you noticed Bob Barr with Liberty Guard, they have that opt-out alliance card that I'm promoting, because it's good to have that solidarity. But what we're about to talk about right now is so cool. And when I first heard about it like 6 months ago, I like the people over at Youngevity. I promote InfoWarsTeam.com where you get the products discounted. But I'm like, what? They have a pharmacy card where you get 10, 20, 30, 40% off just on, you know, at all the major stores. on just regular prescriptions and things. I'm like, that sounds good, you know, too good to be true. I want to look into it. So we got the cards, waited till we had some prescriptions to fill, went and did it, and I got like 20% off at the drugstore, you know, chain down the street from my house. Now, my dad, without me even involved, went and signed up at Youngevity hearing about it because my mom started using Beyond Tangy Tangerine. They went to InfoWarsTeam.com and signed up. And then about 2-3 weeks ago, he goes, oh, my gosh, I'm handing these out at the 12 dental offices I manage. Everyone loves them, and it's really helping people in the economy. And I was like, you mean those pharmacy cards? I'm like, yeah, I need to promote those. Those do work. We've tried them. I'm so busy. You know, and I always have to use something or believe in it, a book, a video. I've got to watch it, believe in it, you know, read it, like it, T-shirts we design that I like, best water filters I use. I say, hey, let's sell these and discount them. You know, we're free market. We're not like George Soros takes your money at gunpoint through government and, you know, gives it to Media Matters and Think Progress to call for alternative press being shut down. You buy the products at InfoWarsTeam.com, whether it's the Pollen Burst, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you know, they've got the best formulation of essential fatty acids, seaweed, all of it, at InfoWarsTeam.com. Yeah, that supports us. And people are just going crazy with the results they've had. I lost 40 pounds on it. And, yeah, I'm still a little bit chubby. Oh, and I'm standing up. I'm not really kind of sitting down. I have a little bit of a belly. But I was really fat. And, I mean, I lost 40 pounds. Snecky, that's his nickname, Aaron Dykes, it's his girlfriend's nickname for him. He lost 92 pounds. You've seen the transformation. But that's not why what we're covering here today in just the last, you know, 25 minutes of this hour. I twisted some arms because he's a busy guy and got him on the show. CEO of Youngevity now. He started the company with these health cards, and now he's become the CEO in the last year of Youngevity, Bill Andreoli. And let me tell you, it's great to be able to call the CEO of the company when I need something, you know, done, because, you know, I'm one of the biggest distributors now for Youngevity through InfoWarsTeam.com. And it's great to just get him on the phone, and then he knows everything about the company. He's so involved. But this was a side issue. Nobody was pushing me to get into these cards. And then when I realized, wait a minute, Big Pharma is mandated by Congress to give people these discounts. It's just like when we have doctors on who explain they're supposed to give 30% of their care as charity care. Most of these are charity hospitals, but they don't tell you when you don't have insurance why the illegal aliens get coverage, but you don't. They're supposed to give you the free care, not just the emergency room. You know, my dad in medical school, he's a dentist, was taught that. The point is, though, with this accesses those promos that they try to comply with Congress and say, okay, we'll have discount on basically everything. We'll have discount programs, but they don't tell you about them. It's like these grants where, you know, they don't tell you about the grants, but there's books that explain it. Well, this isn't getting government money. That's why I've never promoted folks that have those things, you know, get grants, do this and that, because it just adds to the dependency. Take from one person and give to another. This is, you get this free pharmacy card. You go to InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsRx.com. And, again, we fight Big Pharma the whole nine yards. There's a lot of that stuff you need. There's a lot of it that does work. We're always exposing the big corrupt drugs they overcharge for that don't work. The point is, this is something real world that's absolutely free. And then, you know, you ask how Longevity makes money off of this. Well, it's a tiny amount then that goes into the kitty for the promotion of the fact that you get the cards out to people. And here's the best part. You don't just go to InfoWarsTeam.com, big banner at the top will show people, or InfoWarsRx.com and sign up and get a free card. You can buy them at cost with your code number, give them to people, and then you get a check for them saving money. I'm telling you. There are so many incredible deals out there like this in other industries and things, but this is the only one like this when it comes to prescription stuff, period. Period. Whether it's your prescription eye medicine or whether, you know, it's birth control, whatever it is, and this is at hundreds of stores. Now, there's the big banner at the top, and then you click on that at InfoWarsTeam.com on the big blue banner right there. And it takes you to InfoWarsRx.com. And again, I was going to go record my dad, who's always been real private, endorsing this. And I never got around to it. I'm going to have that next week so you can hear him, like a 3 or 4 minute, you know, he wants to do radio, not TV. He didn't want to go on air. You know, talking about his experiences in the last 3 or 4 or 5 months, I don't know, 6 months, handing these out and how wild people have gone with them. Because it's like immediate. Hey, you're going to get a prescription for antibiotics as we just did a root canal? Here's one of these cards. And he makes a little bit of money off the discount they get because it's a promotion built in they don't want anybody to know about because they're mandated to do it. Now, I'm going to shut up. I've talked for 6 minutes while he's holding Bill Andreoli, the genius that came up with this. I mean, he really is a genius. 65 million Americans don't have health benefits at all, according to FDA statistics. Just under 50% of the U.S. population uses prescription drugs. Just over 80% of the age 60 overused prescription drugs. It just goes on and on with all the numbers. Just over 80% of the age 60 and overused prescription drugs. The average use is 2.5 prescriptions per month. On average, 370 million prescriptions are dispensed every month. Over $300 billion was spent on prescription drugs last year alone, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it goes on, the pharmacological industry is expected to continue to grow at a rate of 17% over the next 18 years. And it just goes on to say that means prescription drug costs could exceed $1 trillion annually within just 5-6 years from now. By 2020, the cost of prescription drugs could exceed the entire amount of Social Security benefits paid to our elderly population. You wonder why Mexico has the exact same drugs 10 times cheaper or more, or Canada 5 times cheaper? It's because the government has allowed them to create monopolies and rip people off in America. And so programs were created. Well, I'm going to shut up. You're the expert, Bill. You discovered this, found out about it, launched it. It's giant now. People can find out at InfoWarsRx.com how to get the card for themselves. You just fill it out and it gets mailed to you. It takes about a minute. Or to order them in bulk and sign up to be a distributor who hands them out for free, and then you make money, saving people money, all because the people perish for lack of knowledge. We have the knowledge. We are accessing the pool of money. They're waiting, and Big Pharma, again, does not want you to know about this. The retailers, if you know, okay, they'll take it. And believe me, it works. Bill Andreoli, I'm ranting. Explain it to people.
You've done a great job explaining it so far, and Alex, you do look fantastic with that weight loss and hearing your father's testimonials and so many testimonials. But like you said, this is big, big, big business. In just over the last year, we've saved the American consumers over $20 million. And why I get excited about that is that's $20 million of money that people are going to spend anyway on their prescriptions. And we can't help it, Alex, if people are on prescriptions, okay? But if they're spending $20 million, if we can save them that $20 million of the money they were going to spend anyway, that's $20 million that we can put back in the American consumer's pocket, back in the American economy. And it's as simple as what you just said. All they have to do is go to InfoWarsRx.com, go to InfoWarsTeam.com, either site, click on it, put in their name, and they can print the card right there. They can print the card right there, bring it to their local pharmacy of choice, hand it off to the pharmacist. The pharmacist is going to punch in the information just like they would as an insurance card, and you're going to be able to save up to 10 to 85% off your prescriptions.
Yeah, I saved $20 something.
About some people, Alex, they'll save $10. But we've had people that have saved hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. We've had people come up to us crying because for years they've been paying an extra $200, $300, $400, $500 on their prescription costs. And it's getting to the point out there in this economy, it's getting to the point where some people are trying to make a decision whether they're going to put their money towards their prescriptions or whether they're going to put food on the table. And with this free, and that's what I love about this, you're not asking any of your listeners for any money here. This is a free gift for everyone who is listening. They can go to InfoWarsRx.com, InfoWarsTeam.com, download that card for free. So you're able to give these American consumers something for free that they were going to spend money on anyway and save them that 10 to 85%. To me, it's a no-brainer. It's a win-win for everyone involved. And again, if we've been able to save $20 million over the last year, over $20 million over the last year, with the listeners here at Alex Jones, I believe, because your listeners is so vast, I believe that what we've saved in this short amount of time, you'll be able to save that kind of money within a couple of months here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Bill, again, I heard about this 6, 7, 8 months ago. I don't remember. And I'm like, really? Longevity, merging with Bill Andreoli over a year ago, I went and watched some of the speeches, and I'm like, yeah, I get it, but you can save 10 to 80% or whatever. I mean, this is insane. How does this work? And then I finally researched it, finally got some cards, finally waited till we had to go get a prescription. And I went in to the CVS down the street, gave it to them. They typed it in, and it was like 20-something% off. And then my dad, That's what he's saying. He usually tells people about the generic or whatever so they save money. Well, they're even saving on that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, on average, I'm going to go interview him in the next few days if I get time. He was talking on average about 30-plus percent savings people are seeing. And, again, this is hitting big pharma. This is hitting them. And was I correct? Because I did some more research. And how did you discover this? How did you come up with this idea?
Well, the way it was discovered, we've always been into the benefits, okay? FDI was the company that merged with Longevity, and we were a benefits company. And we were already saving people money just by having that information on the back of their benefits card. What we came up with was an idea where, what if we also, which you've already made mention of, what if we also made it an opportunity where people pass out these free discount pharmacy cards? You know, would there be a marketing potential there for people to get a little bit of a commission back, a utilization bonus back? And we were able to strike that deal. And once we did that, it really took off, because people are handing this off to their friends and family. But now, because of this utilization bonus that they're able to make, they're handing it off to people that they do and don't know. People are just on the streets handing it off to people, and they're sharing a gift with people, which is absolutely fantastic. And the average, the overall average, you were saying 30-something percent, but the overall average is an average of 41% savings. And Alex, you know as well as I do, between, you know, people that are doing all the different prescriptions that are out there that cost from, you know, $10 to thousands of dollars, the amount of money that we're saving people is enormous. And like I said, everywhere we go, we have people come up to us and thank us for what we've done, because they've been able to take this money. And, you know, I heard you talking about your weight loss and how healthy you and your family and some of the people that work for you and how great everyone is doing. And that's what we want to make sure people understand, too. We're not promoters of drugs, and I know you understand that, but we can't help it that some people are already on these prescriptions. So if we can save them 10 to 85% on the prescriptions that they're taking right now, and then they can take that money that they're saving on the prescriptions and put it towards nutrition, like Longevity's Nutrition, Longevity's 90 for Life, the Healthy Stop Packs, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst, you know, all the different product lines that we have, if they can take the money they're saving and they're putting that money towards nutrition, the ultimate goal is to get them off of the...
Oh, yeah, I forgot that that's what you guys are saying as well. Perfect. I mean, go save the money with the prescriptions and then start trying real minerals, real vitamins, trace elements, and then see the real effect. That is, man, I tell you, it's amazing. But listen, I've seen discount cards. I've seen, you know, coupon stuff. And if I'm, you know, see the newspaper and see some coupons and we're going to the store, we use them. Why not? But, I mean, the point is that this is... How does this work, though? Because I guess, I mean, explain it to me, because I've gone and done the research, but you can probably put it better than I do. They've set aside money that they claim is their discount program that's across the board. Mm-hmm. That's how they go and explain to Congress, oh, we're going to make it better for people. But then they don't advertise it. But then this card you've set up with over 60,000 locations, I know hundreds of, you know, retailers, including all the biggest. And then this goes and this just simply activates that, and it's across the board, all of the products, basically. Is that how that works?
It's not all the products. There are differences in matching on the different prescription drugs that people are looking at. But this is a $300 billion industry.
So when I say all the products, we haven't personally ourselves seen anything where it didn't have a discount. What does it not cover?
Some, you know, if you go to Walmart and they have some of those drugs you can get for $5, whether we can save you money or not, you know, would be a question mark there. If someone has already got insurance, and around 50% of the time we're going to save them more than they would receive off of their prescription benefits, off their insurance. So we're able to save all kinds of people money, whether they have insurance or not. But again, it's a $300 billion industry. And when we first started, you know, there wasn't 60,000 pharmacies. But think about it. You know, you go to every corner right now, every corner all across this nation, there's four different, you know, in all four corners, there's a different company, whether it's CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, whatever it might be. And if CVS across the street is offering this discount and Walgreens isn't, well, where are people going to go? They're going to go to CVS.
Well, I'm here to tell people, I did not even, I knew about this. I kept meaning to investigate it. I went and tried it. It worked. I meant to call and, you know, learn more, but I never got around to it. I'm so busy. And then all of a sudden I had dinner last week. Well, I called you right after. And I, because I know you're the guy that came up with this, and my dad's like, this is incredible. And again, I'm going to get him to you know, do an interview and explain it to all the people, but he's been giving it to thousands of people, and they're now ordering the cards in bulk, and they're giving them out. Briefly, we're going to come back, but start explaining the business opportunity. After all, we're free market libertarian types. It's not just that you get discounts. Explain how when you hand them out, then you get part of the promotion money for handing them out. Explain how that works.
Okay, well, we have thousands of independent marketing directors all across the nation that also, when they're introducing people to the whole 90 for Life opportunity, the whole longevity opportunity, they're able to walk up to people. And for a lot of people, the most difficult part of this business for them is maybe starting that conversation. But when you can hand someone something for free, you can hand someone something for free, give them a free gift, and the end consumer can go into that pharmacy without taking any additional money. They were already going to spend the money on the prescription anyway, and now they can save that 10 to 85%. They're excited. They say, thank you. What a fantastic introduction. And again, now they save that 10 to 85%. We can tell them how they can take that savings and put it towards, you know, the 90 for Life product line, the longevity product line. So the opportunity is that there is a utilization bonus that comes back off of every single utilization from the prescription. So as people go in, and they only have to show that card once, Alex. They show that card once, the pharmacist is going to put all the information, just like it's an insurance card, they're going to put it all in their computer system. And every time that person goes back to pick up a prescription, without them showing the card, without them saying anything, boom, that commission is going to get paid out back to that person who shared that gift.
It's unbelievable. It is so good. Shave money for everybody and make money. Win, 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 win. That's my middle name. Free market all the way. InfoWarsRx.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Our top story, 47-year-old Patriot discovers weird trick to slash power bill and beat Obama's electricity monopoly for good. If you're fed up with being dependent on fat cat power monopolies that raise rates again and again, if you're sick of high energy bills and sick of high heating bills, so are we. Join us at coverup123.com. See the free video produced by patriots like you that exposes the truth and shows you the secret to how you can easily slash your power bill. See our video now before it gets shut down at coverup123.com. At the 2-minute mark of our video, you'll see exactly how deep the conspiracy goes. It's a lot deeper than you think. Go to coverup123.com and see the trick revealed in our video that could slash your power bill and beat Obama's electricity monopoly for good. Hurry, go now to coverup123.com. That's coverup123.com. Coverup123.com, sponsored by Power for Patriots.
by the way, I forgot the final reason I'm promoting this, because when I started really looking into it deeply, I said, wait, all it's got is the longevity code that tracks it back to prove it's in that program. All it is your name. And when you buy them in bulk to give out to people, it's got the promo code from InfoWars Team or InfoWarsRx.com on it. So there's no tracking of you either, and that's very exciting. Bill, explain that to people.
Oh, you're absolutely right. There's no tracking. All they need to do is put their personal information. There's also no activation. When I say personal information, their name. There's no activation. There's no interview. There's no paperwork. There's no expiration. There's no deductible. There's no co-pays or fees. I mean, it's as simple as it can get. Just take that card or print it off your InfoWarsRx.com.
It's a discount card that accesses all these discount programs.
Exactly. That's all it is. It's just a card that you bring right to the pharmacist, and within seconds, they can tell you how much of a savings you're going to receive.
What do people have to lose? InfoWarsRx.com. Get it. It's free, but I'm telling you, folks, the real opportunity here, how do they become a distributor of these? How do they go to InfoWarsRx.com, get one for themselves, but do like my dad's doing, you know, buying thousands of them at cost and then giving them away?
Yeah, for all the people that are joining your team, I believe they're going to InfoWarsTeam.com. For all the people that are joining your team, not only are they going to be able to get the discount on all the products that you're always talking about with the longevity, Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, you know, and all the other hundreds of products that we have, they also, at the same time, if they'd like to, there's an opportunity, obviously, when they're referring other people to our products, and there's also an opportunity for them to get these discounted cards, not only for themselves and their family, but also these cards that, just like you, they can pass out these cards and they can receive those commissions. And again, to be able to give someone a gift, you're giving them a gift, you're making a commission, and that person didn't have to spend any extra money for you to receive that commission. Like you said, Alex, that's a win-win. When you don't have to ask someone for money and you can make a commission, that's pretty good. And think about the churches and all the large organizations that are out there. I mean, how much better is this than a bake sale or whatever they're doing?
Why doesn't anybody else know about this? Because I did research, you know, a lot on this. Nobody else is doing anything like you're doing here. I mean, there's some other things, but they're not as good. How did you do this?
We had already had it on the benefits card. When we saw how many people we were saving money with just because they were using our benefits card, you know, we viewed that and said there must be an opportunity here. There must be something here that can really, really take this to a whole other level. And again, by paying those commissions or utilization bonuses out, it gave people a whole other reason to go spread the word on this and get the word out. And now we have tens of thousands of people, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of utilizations that are happening every single month. And why I'm excited to be on this call with you is I know those numbers are just going to skyrocket because of your viewership here.
No. This is something that, again, I've seen it work, folks. Go to InfoWarsRx.com. Get your free card mailed to you. Go out and use it. What do you have to lose? And you know what? If you go get a prescription, it doesn't say anything, call and tell me. Next time we have you on, we'll have you back on for a full hour in like a month, Bill. We'll open the phones up. And we'll see what people have to say. Because, again, I was still kind of, I know it's a good company. And he's the head of longevity. But I don't know how to explain it to people. And then my dad's like, this is incredible. My patients just love it. You got to get into this. This is what you ought to be promoting. And my dad's never liked that in business. You know, he's a smart guy, but he's a dentist. And he's going hog wild with them. I mean, how much can you buy him a piece for? Because you sell them at cost. To then hand out. How much?
They're a few pennies each, but they can also, when they go to like InfoWarsRx.com, they can just print it right there, right off their own printer, and obviously the cost of their ink only. They're able to get these cards for a couple pennies each and be able to hand these things out, and every card that they're handing out.
Yeah, I can't explain how easy it is. It is like falling off a log. Bill Andreoli, InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsRx.com. We're going to have you back in a month, buddy. God bless you.
All right, thanks, Alex.
That's a smart guy. That's the American spirit. My wife just saw a guy at 38th Lamar with a giant Alex Jones sign. Somebody go buy that guy a piece of pizza or something. Good job to that fella.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com.
This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.